The man was all folksy and polite. In a courtroom, he was part Tasmanian devil, part Wolverine. Anyone who came up against him got bit. Decker stuck out his hand. "We haven't met formally, Mr. Hirschfield. I'm Peter Decker." "The homicide detective I told you about," Jonathan said. "Actually, you're selling him short, Rabbi Levine. The lieutenant here is actually in charge of the detectives division. Where do you work? Somewhere in the San Fernando Valley?" "I see you've done your homework." "I'm nothing if not compulsive. My division is in the West Valley, Devonshire. Do you know L.A.?" "I have a brother in Beverly Hills, corporate law. He's got a beautiful house. It's got an entry hall that you could skate in. My brother's very successful." "It must run in the family," Decker said. "Me?" Hirschfield made a face. "I'm just a bulldog who believes in due process. Sit down, gentlemen." The gentleman sat. "So talk to me, gentlemen. What did you have in mind, Lieutenant, when you asked the rabbi to call me?"
"First, I was thinking about contacting the police to see if I can get anything specific out of the investigation. Sometimes agencies are open, sometimes they're protective. If I get some resistance, it would be nice to have a New Yorker to do some legal pushing."
"If need be, I suppose that could be arranged."
"I have a feeling you could arrange anything, Mr. Hirschfield."
"Ah, Lieutenant, you make me blush."
Hirschfield's secretary entered the office holding a tray of coffee and bagels and cream cheese. She set the food down on Hirschfield's coffee table. Rena looked at the men.
"Hanala, maybe we'll eat this outside in the secretary's office. That way we won't disturb anyone."
"Come eat next to me," the secretary said.
As soon as the door closed, Hirschfield spoke to Jonathan.
"So why don't you tell me what happened from your family's perception? The lieutenant and I can fill in details from the police."
Jonathan gave Hirschfield a brief recap.
Way too brief, Decker thought.
But the lawyer would fill in the details with questions. Immediately, Hirschfield went after him.
"So you have no theory as to what happened?"
"None."
"Then something's missing." He made a face. "And your brother-in-law, did he have any vices?"
Jonathan squirmed.
"Drugs," Decker filled in.
Jonathan said, "But he'd been sober for a while."
"What kind of drugs?"
Jonathan sighed.
"Mainly cocaine."
"Expensive," Hirschfield said. "Where did he get the money?"
"The family has a business," Decker said.
"Yes, I know. Electronic stores," Hirschfield said. "And Rabbi, you..."